Good morning and welcome to the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. It's day one of the 2024 State Track and Field Championships. Jeff Blankman, KC Miners, Jeff Storyhan, and I will bring you results, interviews, and photos from the Blue Oval and in the field on air and online at sports.1380kcim.com and on Twitter at CB Sports Network. We're settled in to bring you state track coverage today through Saturday, and this is the first of many updates I'll bring you over the next 3 days. Clouds are clearing, 64 degrees this morning with plenty of sunny skies expected today and a high of 79 in Des Moines. The action gets underway at 9 this morning with the 2A and 3A session, and the 1A and 4A session begins this afternoon at 2. Here is a quick preview of some of our earliest events today for our 2A and 3A schools and athletes. Things get started at 9 o'clock with the girls shuttle hurdle for Class 2A. Audubon will compete in heat number 3 with their group of Taryn Peterson, Maddie Nielsen, Jalen Peterson, and Michelle Brooks. Several field events getting underway at 9 o'clock as well with the girls shot put for Class 2A. Tristan Gordon of South Central Calhoun will compete there. Ellie Sybil of Kemper will compete in that one too. And then the girls 3A discus is underway at 9 o'clock this morning as well with Carroll's Olivia Rowetter. And then we've got the boys long jump for Class 2A. Kemper's Ben Gerken will compete at 9 o'clock. And then our first 3A running event will be Carroll and the girls shuttle hurdle about half past 9 or so this morning. Avery Burke, Caitlin Aiden, Olivia Rowetter, and Autumn Fortner competing there in Heat 6. And then a little closer to 10 o'clock this morning, the girls 3,000-meter 2A final, South Central Calhoun's Iris Melody will compete in that one. That's a quick preview of the state track and field meet. Results will start trickling in by the time my next update rolls around. We wish all of our area athletes the best as they get ready to compete in Des Moines. From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7, and this first of many updates was brought to you by Ghost Energy Drink from Allen Distributing, Wittrock Motor Company, Custom Technology Solutions with Jamie and Tony North, DMAC Carroll Campus, Brinks Exteriors, and Regaler Drywall. For all state track results, photos, and interviews throughout the day, check out sports.1380kcim.com.